this is Dr. Tracy Marks, and welcome to my personal development podcast. Today is September 9th, 2009. Last week's podcast was a video, but this week's podcast will be audio only. Chances are most of the podcasts will be audio podcasts, and probably about once a month I'll have a video treat. Okay, so today I'll be talking about how to be more assertive. Do you feel as if everyone is taking advantage of your good nature? Do you think they would still do it if you were more assertive? Becoming more assertive is a goal that many of us want to achieve. We feel disrespected and we want to be able to stand our ground without feeling guilty or fearful. Developing a backbone is not an easy task, but it can be accomplished if you're committed to it. Here are some simple steps that will help you strengthen your assertiveness as quickly as possible. Number one, stop apologizing. Many of us use the term "I'm sorry" far too frequently and often at inappropriate times. Think about when you use those two simple words. Is it in a situation that you truly should be sorry for? Once you're able to stop apologizing for every little thing, you'll become more assertive. But you must learn to differentiate between when there's a need to apologize and when there isn't. For example, hitting someone's cart in a grocery store because you weren't looking warrants an apology. However, drinking the last cup of orange juice before your spouse gets to it is not a situation that warrants an "I'm sorry." Unless, of course, you promise to leave your spouse the last sip of orange juice. Another example, if you're watching television and your child prefers to sit in the chair that you're sitting in, "I'm sorry" isn't appropriate. Number two, speak up. Tell those around you what you need. Assertiveness requires good communication skills. Be clear and firm with what you desire. Practice standing up for yourself by conveying your wants and desires to others. But there's no need to be aggressive or nasty. Simply communicate that you have thoughts, opinions, and needs too. Once you begin to express these better, the people around you will learn how to appreciate and respect you more. If you want to be more assertive, this isn't the time to be a mouse and stand in the corner. Voice your opinion and be proud of what you have to say. People will take notice and listen. Number three, be committed and patient. It's wonderful that you've decided to make positive changes in your life. It's something that you should be proud of. Unfortunately, though, a complete transformation just won't occur overnight. You've entered into a journey and you must be willing to stick it out. You'll experience good days and bad days, but you can't give up. As long as you remain committed and patient, you'll succeed in what you're trying to accomplish. Focus on the big picture down the road and imagine how much your life will improve once you're able to stand up for yourself. Number four, work on your body language. Body language is extremely important in any situation. When trying to become more assertive, your body language must reflect this as well. So when you're speaking with someone, stand up straight, speak up, make sure your hands aren't crossed over your chest, and maintain eye contact. If you look assertive, people will perceive you as such. If you keep your eyes on the floor, have your hands across your chest, or mumble incoherently, you'll have trouble getting your point across. Assertiveness can help you in your personal life, career, family, and many other areas. Though it may take a bit of time, as long as you make positive steps to become more assertive, it will be there before you know it. That's it for today. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful week.